from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into this because it continues to be historic. Stock up as many days here at Eagles training camp. Hugh, another interceptionless day for Jalen Hurts. Now, Zach Bond said he wasn't aware of this until we told him.
Yeah.
Do you think Zach goes extra hard for the INT tomorrow?
No, Zach is going to forget about that. Zach probably forgot about that interview that we did with him already, though, Joe, to be totally honest.
I mean, wait a second. A former Pro Bowler just told him defense doesn't matter. He might remember that forever, Hugh.
No, he'll probably remember that ridiculousness, but he's not going to remember, like, you know, the fact that Jalen's not throwing an interception.
So, Jalen Hurts now, according to Elliott, 301 consecutive throws at training camp without an interception. Tomorrow, he could go for a perfect, perfect training camp here. So, stock up, obviously, on Jalen Hurts. Hugh, a stock down that it feels like one that continues to be, or at least a question mark, is that right guard spot. So, Mekhi Becton was back out there today, which is good. He was, you know, he was limping around yesterday. But Tyler Steen, again, not practicing. So, I'm not sure how injured he is. If you know what it feels, doesn't it feel like Tyler Steen tried to battle through an injury and he made it worse? Because he was limping around the beginning of practice. He missed some time. Then he came back, and it's just my theory, he tried to win the job. And now I think he hurt himself worse. I mean, I don't know how serious it is, but it's just been a weird camp for
him. It just feels like Mekhi has been penciled in.
Yep.
They really want him to be the guy, and it just feels like he's going to be the guy regardless. That's what it kind of feels like to me.
All right, a stock up here. Elliott reporting that today the pass rush has been better. And actually, as Elliott put it on his tweet a few minutes ago, the pass rush has been way better over the last week of camp. Now, Hugh, how do we view that? Because you could view this one of two ways. I'm curious where you and Kyle come down on this. Pass rush has been better.
What offensive line is worse?
Jalen Carter, Huff. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, right? We need those guys to get after the quarterback. Or is this the offensive line, specifically the depth on the offensive line, is a question mark, and that's why they're getting to the quarterback?
I think maybe they're putting a little bit more in, you know, getting ready. I think the closer that we get to the regular season, you're going to start to see them loosen it up a little bit just to see where they are. And, you know, there were some rumors out there that, you know, the last time, you know, the offense got blitzed, they didn't look that great going up against the blitz. So, yeah, now it's time to start, you know, after this, next couple of days, after this last preseason game, when you make these final cuts down, then you're going to start to hone in on your game plans and what you potentially want to do against the Green Bay Packers.
So, Kyle, I want to be positive on this one because it's a good thing hearing that the pass rushers are getting there and they're getting home more over the last week. You know, Elliott said Carter and Huff and Davis, Brandon Graham, the linebackers. But I also, on the other side of my brain, I'm like, why are they getting there now? Is it, like you said, they're putting new things in, or is this offensive line depth an issue?
I think it's like I'm kind of with you. I think it's less bad offensive line and more just – it sounds like Lane was missing some practices, Becton was out, Steen was out. Like, it sounds like there just hasn't been much continuity on the offensive line throughout camp, so maybe they just haven't really had a chance. Like, they have to work as a unit on the offensive line, so maybe they just sort of been out of rhythm a little bit. So I think I would probably just chalk it up to that.
I hope so. But again, that the depth on the offensive line is certainly different than it has been in years past. Our little stock up, stock down there for the Philadelphia Eagles here at training camp. And congratulations to John. He won the $50 gift card to Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new fire menu featuring the fiery bacon whopper, fiery chicken fries, fiery strawberry, and Sprite. Made with fiery strawberry puree and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. It's a fiery take on your BK favorites with spice levels from mild to wild so everyone could have it their way. Well, fiery takes. We had one to start the show today. Hugh Douglas said the division is a lock.
Lock.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, who won one game last year after Thanksgiving. It is a lock for that football team.
You just make me sound so crazy when you say it like that.
Because
though.
The last time we watched them, they stunk.
No, I mean, I hear you, but it's just like you just make me sound crazy when you say it.
Well, I mean, I don't have to help you doing that. Hugh thinks it's a lock. Kyle's got it in Sharpie. I am not ready to go there with this team. I need to see it to believe it. I see the reasons for optimism, a new defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, Jalen Hurts with the historic camp here without interceptions. I see it. I mean, I could close my eyes and see the Eagles winning 12 games, and it's not a stretch. The schedule is not as daunting as last year. And, you know, and as much as I question Sirianni, he has led a team to 14 wins in a Super Bowl. So the formula can work here with the Eagles and Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I just need to see it before I get there. And we're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Josh in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Josh.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing this afternoon?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Josh. What's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. So, I mean, lock, I'm the turnkey, baby. They are winning the division. I'm going to tell you, I got them right into the NFC Championship game. And enough said. Continuity on the offensive line is the only thing that I'm worried about. Kyle just took my word. But, I mean, that's it. You know, in all the reading, all the listening, you know, the O-line. Okay. Jason Kelce, big loss. Yet, he handpicked his replacement. I think we're going to be all right there. You know, I love hearing about the corners and the linebacker play, right? I mean, that Bond earlier, listening to him talk, like, he seems quite intelligent. And you know, there's a reason why they went out and got him. You know, I mean, he's probably a good heads-up player. I'm looking forward to seeing him on Sundays wearing 53, doing the number proud.
And, well, he better now. You know, I mean, he's wearing that number. And, Josh, I agree with you on the Bond thing. I think it, even though it flew under the radar because it wasn't like they gave him a lot of money, it was telling to me they got him very early in free agency. Like, they think something's there with him.
No doubt. I mean, when they signed him, too, I was like, oh, I like that. You know, I mean, look at them. Right out the shoot, they're addressing something, which is good. I mean, if there's an outcry, I think we as a fan base do a really nice job. You know, the conduit being, you know, WIP and then, of course, some of the print media. But, you know, we've been screaming about linebacker for years, right? And yes. And let's help those boys up front. Those Georgia boys up front, if they know that right behind them somebody's going to smack them in the mouth coming downhill, well, then that opens things up and we'll see a bit more aggressiveness from some of those younger Georgia Bulldogs that we're all looking to have a good season, right? I mean, that's ultimately how it works.
And it's probably the key. Go ahead.
I got my Eagles fever it's running through me right now.
It's coming through the radio. I could feel it. So, all right, if you have Eagles fever, you also have Cowboys hate, Josh. Tell us why you're the biggest Cowboy hater.
So let's start off, right? I mean, I'm going to grassroots this. I'm indoctrinated into being a Philadelphia Eagles fan by hating the Cowboys, right? Mm. I mean, take the pacifier out. I can use my voice. Dallas sucks, right? Then we grow a little bit, and you have your little tufts with some of the boneheads in high school that are supposed Cowboy fans. But then I get to college, and for 3 years in my college life, I lived in a fraternity house. We had the first floor of our house. There were four rooms. I was in one of the four rooms. One of those guys that I lived with was a fraternity brother, but not during football season. He was a Cowboys fan. And, man, this dude was just annoying. Now, I could find some other choice words. However, annoying we'll have to do. But you know what I used to do? Just due to hate and, you know, him during the season for his, you know, crappy team was, you know, I would see how it is in college. You get done doing what you do on the late night. You head home. You make yourself whatever. Mm-hmm. I would dirty pans, throw them right into his room. I would rearrange his room. I would flip his bed up.
Cowboys fan torture. Like, make his life, you know, not fun.
Torture,
yeah.
Did he say
torture
dirty pans?
Isn't even the word.
Dirty pans.
I mean, just full-on
pans,
visceral
like,
hate.
Cook. Cooking pans.
Pans, pants.
I thought he said
pans. Oh, pans.
Like,
you know,
pots and
dishes,
pans, yeah.
Dirty
dishes.
Pies,
gotcha,
pans.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. You name it. What could I get my hands on? Right? One of the stragglers on a late night that shouldn't be, you know, here, throw her in there too. But, you know,
that's what I'm talking about. Stragglers.
a straggler, just throw him in the room. Josh, a good one. All right, so just throwing a bunch of crap in his Cowboys fan's room. So he said something there that made me think. He said Cowboys fan he knew was annoying. Have you ever met a Cowboys fan that wasn't annoying?
Not too many.
So, are annoying people, do they grow up to root for the Cowboys, or are Cowboys fans just inherently annoying? Like, it's like the chicken or the egg.
They're annoying because they like to talk about the championships that they have and how many we don't have. And then when you start talking about relevancy and how relevant they've been over the last couple of years, they tend to go back to when Jimmy Johnson was coaching the team, and
which
they had all that
really
success.
Which is really a long time ago now. Actually sad to go back there.
I mean, it's funny, man, because I had a chance to hang out with some Giants fans last weekend, reluctantly.
Well, you had your event, right?
Yeah, reluctantly. And they were, you know, it was an Eagles-Giants fan event, right? And they won the fan event. The Giants gave them their hats off. And I got on the mic after that. They're jumping up and down, Joe. And they're excited, and they're talking about how many Super Bowls they won and how many we've won and all this other stuff. And I just told them, I said, listen, congratulations to you guys. I'm not going to be a sore loser. And revel in this victory, because you're not going to have too many to revel in as the season progresses. Kind of the same thing with the Cowboys. Even though the Cowboys are a little bit more successful, every Cowboy fan can admit this truism that I'm about to drop on you. When the postseason hits, they clutch their pearls. You know why? Because the outcome has been the same for them.
For decades.
For the last 10 years. Now, that's a fact. You can say what you want about Jalen Hurts and the fact that we have a tumultuous time. We don't know what's going on with the coach or whatever. And you can even point out the fact that we lost a playoff game last year. But one thing I can count on when I'm watching in the playoffs is that whomever the Dallas Cowboys are playing in, whatever round they're playing in, I don't care they had to play a game before they played the NFC Championship. But whatever round the Cowboys are playing in, they are probably not going to win that game. And every Cowboy fan that's watching the game, you can sit there and you can act like you're excited and you're optimistic, but you're really not. You're really just waiting. You're sitting there wondering how you're going to lose the game, because you're going to lose it. You're not going to win it. Even if you have home field advantage.
Which they often do.
Which you've had.
And lose.
You've had before in the past. You've had home field advantage.
I mean, last year they were a 7-point favorite at home against the Packers, and they got blown out.
You're going home at whatever Super Bowl or playoff party that you're having. It's going to be cut short because you're going to be disappointed. You're going home. That's the only one that you're going to throw is that first one when it comes to the playoffs. I don't give a damn what you do in the postseason. Y'all going home in the playoffs.
They have to be over the last 20 years, 15 years, the biggest playoff flop in the NFL. I can't think of a team that's lost more home games as a favorite than them in the playoffs.
Man, I remember one year, Joe, when I was in Atlanta, and I did it reluctantly. I was like, man, you know what? The Cowboys, like, they're the best team in the NFC.
Was it 16 when Dak was a rookie and Rodgers beat him?
Was it Aaron Rodgers?
I think it was Packers.
Yeah. And the Falcons went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they,
that's the year.
They, well, the Cowboys were the one seed. They did look like the best team that year.
They did. And you cannot tell me that you've recovered from that. You haven't even recovered from the time where who was it? Y'all couldn't even tell us what a catch was. Who was the receiver?
Dez
Bryant in Green Bay.
Yeah, against the Packers. Yep.
Come on, man. And that's the franchise that you choose to follow every year and have the nerve and audacity to call this station and talk trash every year, knowing that that's the outcome for you every year? Like, you got a lot of nerve. Any Dallas Cowboy fan that calls into this station chirping has a lot of nerve because the outcome for you has been the same. You have not been optimistic about nothing when it comes to the postseason in about 10 years. Because the outcome has been the same. You talk about Groundhog Day.
That's them.
That's you.
Yeah, it is.
In a nutshell, you're Groundhog Day. And I don't want to hear nothing about the Dallas Cowboys and their heyday. Hell, back in the day, VCRs were hot. CD players were hot. Walkman. Remember when the Walkman was hot? That's when the Dallas Cowboys were hot. So let's talk about something that's more relevant.
There are some younger listeners that just heard you say Walkman, and they don't know.
And they're like, what is he talking about?
What's that old guy talking about?
Dude, listen.
Yeah,
he dated himself. Remember when the Walkman was hot? That's when the Dallas Cowboys was hot. Remember when you used to have to watch VCRs?
Yeah, it's a long time
ago. And you had to rewind to a certain spot to see where, you know what I'm saying, that you had to rewind to take.
Well, you had to rewind before you brought it back to Blockbuster,
too. Yeah. Man, come on, man. Stop it, man. Ain't nobody trying to hit that, man.
Now, Hugh, you know you're in the league already because that rant was pretty good. I mean, that was.
Oh, it was?
That,
no.
That might be our best one we heard today.
That was good, man.
Hugh was the biggest Cowboy.
There's one thing I'll never question about Hugh, but there are a lot. Yeah. It's his hatred of the Cowboys.
I question
funny?
Most things he says, but I know he hates the Cowboys.
Can I tell you something that I did? And you know I love shoes, right? So I don't know how this happened, but you know, like on the Nike app, right, you can pick. You can order a certain color shoe that you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I ordered, like, it was a pair of Nike waffle shoes. And I bought them in silver and blue.
Did you not think about
it? I was not thinking
you just,
about
just silver and blue.
I wasn't thinking about it until I bought them.
And then you got them.
And then I got them.
And you saw they were Cowboy sneakers.
And I was like, you know how much I love shoes. I had to give them away. I had to make another pair. I bought another. As a matter of fact, the other pair just came there. I made them silver and black because I'm like, okay, Raider colors, that's not bad.
Yeah, no,
but silver and blue, I don't want anybody to think for a second that I'm affiliated with anything Cowboys. So I gave him away. I gave away a brand new pair of shoes. Just gave him away.
Could you imagine the bad vibes, Kyle, if this guy came walking in before the season in Cowboys shoes?
Oh, it would have been.
Blamed every loss on you.
We would have had to tell him to go home.
Yeah, I when I bought him, I'm like, damn, how did I do that?
Where's Hugh today? Is he sick? We sent him home.
Well,
yeah, he's fine.
I was like, how did I do that?
So you passed the polygraph for flying colors about your hatred of the Cowboys.
No, I mean, but I gave him away. That's how much I do not want anything silver and blue or whatever the colors y'all want to call, whatever colors y'all wear. I'm like, I'm not wearing those colors.
This doesn't surprise me. You're very principled in certain things.
Yeah, I'm not
mixing
wearing those
food,
colors.
Cowboys colors.
Yeah, not wearing those colors.
It's like, you know, some things your brain is really where it needs to be. And some
it is.
Things,
sometimes it's just all over the place.
It's in La La Land. All right, John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing?
What's up, man?
Joe, PB Hugh. I'm not calling to pick on you today. It's Joe. It's Joe.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, John. Tell me why I'm
crazy,
wrong.
Man. Are you crazy?
About the what? Eagles thinking this isn't a lock? Why am I crazy?
Who are you scared of?
Scared is the wrong word. Scared is the wrong word. I am. I think the Cowboys, for as much as we laugh at them, they're at least going to be competent, right? They're not going to win six games. They're going to win 9 or 10. So that's that. And, John, I think the Commanders are going to pop with a rookie quarterback.
The Commodores?
The Commodores.
Commodores.
I think the Giants are a tire fire, but the Commanders are no longer a tire fire, so we got to deal with them too.
I mean, listen, man, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And I understand, like, all of the question marks on defense and all that, but I believe the Eagles are going to score 30 points a game. I don't care what nobody
you
has.
You heard him.
The
you
Hugh know, Douglas.
You heard him.
The Hugh Douglas School
you
of
heard,
Football.
You heard him.
Yo, listen, I'm trying to tell you. These wide receivers, they're running 4.2s, and, you know, like, what are you going to do with them? Like, I'm not saying defense is all the way a luxury, but I'm almost there. these wide receivers are running 4.2s. These cornerbacks are not keeping up. The wide receivers get paid more. The offensive guys get paid more in the league. So I don't know why you don't think defense is almost a luxury. I'm not going to say this.
Well, I just need the defense to be decent, right? I mean, your point of Hughes, I don't think you need to have the best defense in the league to win the Super Bowl. Like, those days are probably over. But the Eagles were 30th last year. I need, give me middle of the pack so at least we can get a stop once in a while.
Man, listen, if the Eagles are still ranked around 30th in defense, I'll do 30 miles next year. It's not going to happen.
30 miles
next year.
Running?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh no, that's an easy. Yeah, they're not gonna be ranked.
No,
by 30.
Well,
they're not gonna be ranked.
Yeah,
by 30.
30 miles.
Lock it in, Kyle.
Yeah.
Right on the board again.
Lock it in. All right, John. But, why do you hate the Cowboys?
Well, listen, I almost like hung up so many times. We said Cowboys all day, man. I really didn't want to hear this. It almost made me throw up like 10 times. I just every time I hear the word, I puke. But I also hate the Cowboys because my favorite wide receiver of all time, T.O., played for the Cowboys. I just, every time you look up his name and I see the star and all that, I'm fine with seeing him in a 49ers uniform and all that. That's cool. But the fact that my favorite wide receiver played for him and I'm an Eagles fan, I just can't do it.
Yeah, you know what? It is a stain. I mean, because he's a great player. And most people here, even though it ended so poor, like in retrospect,
they still got a lot of love for
him. Because, I mean, what he did in the Super Bowl, and he had a tremendous year. John, it's a good one that T.O. played there. T.O. at the end played everywhere. Remember that when he was on the Bills, the Bengals?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was all over.
It was an odd ending.
Yeah.
And even though he was still productive at the end, like he was still putting up, you know, 800, 900 yards, even when he was old. It's crazy how many years he still played at a high level.
He got caught in that, you know, was the juice worth the squeeze type situation.
Right, the good teams didn't really want him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, well, I mean, because at that point he had bounced his way out of three good organizations.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, and that's basically what it was. The juice wasn't worth the squeeze for a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember even at the end, I was like, he could still play, you know. But then at the end, teams were just like, yeah, I'm out. No more of that stuff. Lance is up here on WIP. What's up, Lance?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you hear me?
What's
got
up, Lance?
You, Lance. What are you thinking?
I just want to say, hey, what's up to everybody? First of all, how y'all doing today?
Well, we're good. We're trying to get Hugh Wright over here because he's losing his mind.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in all retrospect, I can understand. I definitely want to say though that First, definitely think that they're going to be a lock. I mean, there's no way that we can't. We got the better team. We're doing everything we need to. My man Jalen doing everything we need to in practice, breaking records. I mean, you can't beat that.
Well, however, I mean, literally, you can't beat it. I mean, the guy's gone 301 passes without an interception in camp. I mean, it's like a perfect game in baseball. Perfect.
Right, but hopefully, if you don't start, you know, first two, three games and throw five, six of them, and then y'all want to crucify him. You know, make sure, he is still human. You know, remember that.
Where are we at, by the way, before you go on, Lance? Where are we at as a show? If Jalen has a perfect training camp and then throws a pick in the first game of the year, are we blaming Elliott? Is that how we're doing this, Kyle? Elliott's fault?
I can't really think of anybody else's fault.
Okay.
It would be.
Hugh, are we on board? We blame Elliott if Jalen throws a pick?
No.
I'll blame Elliott. Go ahead, Lance.
I'm with it. I definitely think so. But, I mean, I had 12 games crazy. Easy. 12, 13 games easy. 20 touches from Saquon. You know, with Jalen, hopefully they bring back the option. That would be nice to see. I really hope we can see that again. But, you know, hopefully we can get to 12, 13 games, and we're going to definitely win the division.
Now, Lance, why do you hate the Cowboys?
All right. Now, first of all, when I was a kid, my uncle gave me a hat, and he was like, you know, take this home, your dad, you know, as a kid, like, your dad, you're not going to like it. Dad saw me with the hat, was like, if you come in the house with a hat, you're not welcome in this house, right? As a very young kid, like 5, 6 years old. Fast forward, and now as an adult, I won't date the Cowboys, like, female. Like, she's like, oh, I want to, get together, and then I found out she's a Cowboys fan. Never. If you want to be my friend just as a homie, no. You're a Cowboys fan? No, not doing it. I won't root for the Cowboys. I won't bet for the Cowboys. I won't do anything with 2K or anything like that. Nothing of no sort, ever. But there's one other thing that I think everybody forgets, that the Cowboys fan, they think that they're better than everybody. They think that because they're America's team, that they're going to just be like, oh, number one, and oh, like they just have like an aura about them. I hate it. So take this, fast forward. Me and my wife, we're doing DoorDash, right? This is why. Now, I wanted to get into the draft last year with y'all, but I didn't get a chance. But this is why I got to get in this year. We DoorDashing. lady ordered a couple things for her kids, and the restaurant nearby, they're very expensive. They went like, you know, like salmon, jerk salmon, Alfredo, they're like very, very, very good food. But I never go there because I'm like, I'm not spending almost $30 for an Alfredo when I cook myself. Well, anyway, I pull up, and it's around holiday time, and I see in a window that it's a star. So I'm thinking it's a Star David. As I look closer, it's Cowboys apparel all on their whole front in Delco. I said, you must be crazy. My wife says, no, babe. No, I can't get another bad thing on my door. Dad, I said, I don't care. You got me crazy. You know. They sitting here with the whole, nope. We say we delivered it, but I didn't deliver it. They never got their food. I should have got in trouble. But turns out, the lady decided to cuss at me about it. Oh, where's the F of my kid's food, da 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 da. And I just said, well, you know, the front of your house is ridiculous. You need to change it. Next thing I know, she gets kicked off the platform. We kept the food. And that's why I need to be in the league.
Lance, that is
strong. That is really good.
I mean, he refused to give the food.
So wait a minute. You get to keep the food if you DoorDash? And you mess it up?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can keep the door, the food here.
I think Hugh's trying to pick up a part-time job here.
No, I'm just saying. I just find that interesting.
Lance, that is a great answer. Lance, you're in the mix. That was strong. I mean, he wouldn't DoorDash the food because he's from a Cowboys fan.
He put his wife's job in peril. That's kind of
They got kicked off the app. They got cursed at. And he got the expensive food he got to eat. I mean, that's pretty darn good. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll finish with the phone lines, the final segment. Do you believe the Eagles are a lock to win the division? And why you hate the Cowboys for a spot in our fantasy? Plus, when we come back, we'll throw some names around. We could see the Eagles add to this roster, including a former Eagle that may have hinted at a return yesterday. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today. 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. We'll be here again tomorrow as Jalen Hurts goes for history, a completely clean, interceptionless training camp for the Eagles.
I respect that.
Quarterback, yes, as Elliot has reminded us throughout the training camp. We'll be here again tomorrow. Excited for that. And then Saturday, the final game of the preseason. And Hugh, this is around the time Howie Roseman usually starts doing some work each preseason. He's made a lot of moves in the month of August, and specifically it always feels like around the third, fourth week, right, roster cuts, or you see a player that might get cut and you trade for him before he does, so you don't have to fight with anybody else for him. All right, so Kyle, what are some names here? Throw some names at us that you think maybe could be on the radar for Howie over the next couple days and weeks before the opener. I'd almost be shocked if he doesn't make a move, if the roster is just what it is.
Yeah, and we keep hearing that they're going to make a move, particularly at wide receiver three, so I'll give you a few guys, some that are on rosters but seem to be falling out of favor or could be moved, and then I'll give you a few free agents that are out there that are also interesting. So we had a caller earlier, I think it was Ty, suggested Adam Thielen from the Carolina Panthers, so I'll get you guys on record. Would you be okay with the Eagles trading something for Adam Thielen?
It all depends on what it is.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I was shocked to look when that name came up. Do you know he had 103 receptions last season?
I mean, what other options are there on Carolina?
I know. And to be fair, it was for less than 10 yards a catch. So, you know, he's not going anywhere when he catches it anymore. But, I mean, 103 receptions, Hugh. He's still obviously a reliable pass catcher. If he's open, he'll catch the football. I would take him. I'm not trading a lot for him, but I would take him.
Okay. I'll give you the other Carolina Panthers wide receiver that could be moved before the season starts. Terrace Marshall Jr. was a second-round pick just a few years ago.
I'm less interested in him because I feel like they're going to want something for him. They're not just going to give him away. Thielen, at this point, he's probably, you know, just whatever. You take him if you want him because they're a rebuilding team. What do you think, Hugh Terrace Marshall? I always am intrigued by first or second round picks that don't work out. Like maybe there's still
24
something,
years old.
Still something there.
I kick the tires. I mean, because I'm looking at like what we have and how he fits.
Yeah.
A little bit younger. And, you know, it's not like you're asking him to do a whole lot. He's going to be the slot guy.
Well, and the only question, and that's why we're throwing these names out there, is what happens if one of Brown or Smith go down for a few weeks?
Yeah.
Because they're thin.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I would kick the tires on him, definitely.
All right, who else we got, Kyle?
All right, so I'll give you one more rostered player before I toss a couple free agents at you. This one comes from Joe's Commodores, Jahan Dotson.
Former first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And they're not my Commodores. I just think they're going to... All right, I guess they're my Commodores now. I just think they're going to be a decent team for this
year. You've been on that bandwagon.
That makes them your Commodores.
Sometimes you see things before anybody else does.
Well, you know who they're going to be linked to if we
he's another young Thundercat.
Yeah, if we keep talking about the Commodores, it's always going to come back to you, Joe.
It's my fault if they're good?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the blame. Sure, interested in Jahan. I don't know what's happened down there. Why he's fallen off? I mean, he was a first round pick. And now, what, was that 4 years ago, 3 years ago? It's got to be towards the end of his rookie deal. They might not even keep him, Hugh. So I don't – it is uncommon for a team to just – and especially in the division. I mean, my take would be he'd have to really stink for them to just give him to the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to beat the Eagles.
You don't want to try to – you never want to trade somebody in the division unless you think that he's not that good.
Yeah, I have an antenna up on this. Like, why would they just give him to the Eagles? Maybe he stinks?
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that one would – my antenna would probably be up on that
one
a little bit, too.
Yeah, take him, division rival. You guys could have him.
All right, well, there's a couple more guys with red flags, and that red flag being that they're not on a roster right now. Hunter Renfro, former Raider, he seems like the perfect kind of slot guy that would
fill in for you. Why isn't he on a roster?
I don't know.
I've been wondering this since the fall. He's 28 years old.
Still fairly young.
He is, now, you know, his numbers have gone down the last couple of years. He had 103 catches 3 years ago, 36, 25. I mean, there's not, unless I'm missing a major injury he had at the end of last season, that's why he's released. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know why he's not in a camp. Like, isn't he the kind of guy that comes to camp and then if he's not good enough, he gets cut? But I'm surprised
nobody brought him to camp.
Yeah,
that's kind of strange.
But I would bring him in as a tryout.
Especially when you talk about how important it is to have receivers that have some wear and tear. Not wear and tear, but, you know, they're veteran guys.
Well, and the Eagles have brought in two of these kind of guys, right? Like John Ross and Paris Campbell, two guys that at one point had some promise and it's not gone the right way, but I think it's bizarre. I would bring him in, Kyle, to see what he's got.
All right. So before I give you the one guy that had hinted on his social media about a potential return of the Eagles, I'll give you one more free agent wide receiver here. And I think this one's a little more clear why he's not on the roster. He could just be totally washed. What do you think about former Saints receiver Michael Thomas?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Slant
boy in the slot?
Yeah, he's slant boy. Yeah, his them days is gone.
Do you know when the last time he was good?
He's cooked.
It was 2019. Think about like how long
because he's
ago
been hurt
that was.
A lot too. Yeah,
he's been hurt. So he started getting hurt the next year. He missed all of 2021, and then he's had 55 combined catches since. I mean, it's he had a run, Hugh, of 3 years, 104 catches, 125, 149, and led the league in receiving yards.
Yeah, they burnt him out quick.
Yeah, I think it's over.
The crazy thing is for him is he's only 31, which shouldn't like end your career as a wide receiver.
It shouldn't. But they burnt him out quick, man.
Yeah. All right, I think I'd be out on Michael Thomas, too. So, I'll just throw this one out. He's not a wide receiver, but possibly a position of need, depending on what you're thinking here. Jalen Mills posted on his Instagram. He's just been recently released from the Patriots, and he put up on his Instagram the picture of his uniform from the Super Bowl, his number 31 when he was an Eagle. We know he kept the hair dyed green. Even when he was on other teams. So would you be interested in maybe taking a flyer on Jalen Mills?
I would bring Jalen Mills back in a heartbeat. I always was a fan. I like the confidence he played with. He always played like he carried himself probably like a little bit better than the player actually was, but I like that. I mean, he had like the finger wag after Julio Jones didn't catch the ball in the Atlanta game. I thought he was a great draft pick where they got him. They turned a sixth-round pick into a starter on a Super Bowl team. I mean, he was a good Eagle. And I think they're a little thin at safety.
I was just thinking that. I was trying to wonder. I mean, because we got Bradbury back there, right?
Bradbury. Sidney Brown, from what it seems like, is still not ready. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get back. Then you have Blankenship. And,
Reed,
yeah, and, I mean, they're thin. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Jean Cooper?
Well, unless he's playing the slot. But yeah. I guess he could play safety. But it does feel a little thin at safety.
Yeah, it does. I see. Yeah. I wouldn't mind bringing him back.
Who do you think is a better safety right now, Jalen Mills or James Bradbury? I think it's Mills.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, then bring him in. I mean, they might need Bradbury to play early.
Yeah, and then you got to think there's probably going to be some guys that they're after Saturday, they're going to be looking around the league to see who's let go and trying to fill their roster or whatever. So, yeah. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Jalen's the better safety.
Kyle, you bringing the Green Goblin back?
Why not? I mean, I like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but kind of injury-prone. Don't really know what we have in Reed Blankenship. Sidney Brown coming off the injury, that feels like a position of need, and he brings that kind of like swagger that I think would mesh well in the locker room. So I wouldn't mind doing it for like cheap and bring him back. Sounds like he wants to come back.
For the low, low.
Yeah, I do think the Chauncey Gardner injury thing is it's real, right? He may only play two or three regular season games last year, and then he got banged up in camp. I mean, we're one snap away from week one in Brazil, and it's like, who are the safeties? Reed Blankenship and James Bradbury? That's not great. Yeah, I would bring Jalen Mills back in. I was always a fan of his when he got here and played for the Eagles. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Of course, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Today, we were debating whether or not the Eagles are a lock to win the NFC East. Kyle, what was the latest number there? Still over 60%?
Yeah, 64%. No, not a lock.
Well, we're actually moving. We're moving away from you guys and your crazy summer locks. Andy in Westchester is up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Andy,
what's up, Andy?
Not too much. I've been waiting all day for a good Hugh analogy, and I like that the Dallas Cowboys are the Walkman of the NFL.
It was good. That might be a phrase we could coin, a Hugh analogy, because they're different than the unalogies, because those usually need to make more sense. Hugh analogies, they can go on their own.
Is that an AM/FM one, Hugh, or just cassette?
It's the straight cassette. Well, you remember how? But listen, Andy, do you remember how excited we were when we got Walkmans? Oh, because it made us taking music everywhere we wanted to go so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle wait. Back there thinks we're all really
yeah,
old.
No, like,
I had a Discman.
Oh, the next iteration of the Walkman.
You're not far behind us.
No, I was born in 95.
So anyway, you're making this question.
When he started.
Yes, you were born.
I do feel good about the defense, but it's all on paper. It's all theory right now. I mean, it's like all we have to go by is I like these guys. They look good, and Elliott says they look great in practice. But until I see something on the field, I can't call it a lock.
Yeah, you know, Andy, the way you framed it, they might be the most on-paper team heading into the season in the NFL, but just based off of the hype and the Vegas stuff in terms of, you know, odds to win the division, their win total, compared to actually what was on the field last year. They feel like the most on-paper team. Like, the Chiefs are hyped, but we know what they are, right?
Yeah.
The Lions are hyped, but they were in the title game last year. The Eagles are probably the most on-paper team. And, I mean, I could see it. Like, I could see it all working, but I just want to... In 2 weeks, if they go and beat the Packers by 10 points in Brazil, Andy, then I'll be like, all right, now I see it. Like, it's all coming together.
It'd be bona fide.
I need to see it.
Yeah, I'd accept just a win.
Yes.
That game scares me going in with nothing to go on, you know?
So, oh, it scares me too. Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so it's just too much. If you listen to Fangio, I mean, he's even saying, let's ask me in the middle of the season, which I get. He's a coach. He can't just come out and say, yeah, we're going to kill everyone. But I don't know. It's a little much for me to jump in head first and say it's a lock. I guess I'm just hedging my bets, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and I don't think it's crazy, and Andy, appreciate it. I don't even think it's hedging as much as it is being real. I mean, the last time we saw them play, they didn't play well. You know, there was an article today, Hugh, at ESPN. They ranked the five teams most likely to improve and the five teams most likely to get worse. And they actually put the Eagles on the get worse, which was interesting because we think the roster got better.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
Well, I think the thought was they were 11-5, but really they weren't really 11-5.
They were like Fugazi 11-5.
Yeah, right. They were more like, you know, 9-8 kind of team that happened to win 11 games.
Yeah.
So maybe their win total is more like 10 this year instead of 11. We'll find out. But I think they are, on paper, we all see it. They've added a lot, and they have a lot of young talent on defense. Will it come together quickly, or is it going to take them, you know, a half a season to be as good as they're going to be by the end? I don't know. Welcome back. Midday Show live today. 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. We'll be here again tomorrow as Jalen Hurts goes for history, a completely clean, interceptionless training camp for the Eagles.
I respect that.
Quarterback, yes, as Elliott has reminded us throughout the training camp. We'll be here again tomorrow. Excited for that. And then Saturday, the final game of the preseason. And Hugh, this is around the time Howie Roseman usually starts doing some work each preseason. He's made a lot of moves in the month of August. And specifically, it always feels like around the third, fourth week, right, roster cuts. Or you see a player that might get cut and you trade for him before he does. So you don't have to fight with anybody else for him. All right, so Kyle, what are some names here? Throw some names at us that you think maybe could be on the radar for Howie over the next couple days and weeks before the opener. I'd almost be shocked if he doesn't make a move, if the roster is just what it is.
Yeah, and we keep hearing that they're going to make a move, particularly at wide receiver three. So I'll give you a few guys, some that are on rosters but seem to be falling out of favor or could be moved. And then I'll give you a few free agents that are out there that are also interesting. So we had a caller earlier. I think it was Ty, suggested Adam Thielen from the Carolina Panthers. So I'll get you guys on record. Would you be okay with the Eagles trading something for Adam Thielen?
It all depends on what it is.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I was shocked to look when that name came up. Do you know he had 103 receptions last season?
I mean, what other options are there on Carolina?
I know. And to be fair, it was for less than 10 yards a catch. So, you know, he's not going anywhere when he catches it anymore. But, I mean, 103 receptions, Hugh. He's still obviously a reliable pass catcher. If he's open, he'll catch the football. I would take him. I'm not trading a lot for him, but I would take him.
Okay. I'll give you the other Carolina Panthers wide receiver that could be moved before the season starts. Terrace Marshall Jr. was a second-round pick just a few years ago.
I'm less interested in him because I feel like they're going to want something for him. They're not just going to give him away. Thielen, at this point, he's probably, you know, just whatever. You take him if you want him because they're a rebuilding team. What do you think, Hugh Terrace Marshall? I always am intrigued by first or second round picks that don't work out. Like, maybe there's still
24 years old.
Still something there.
I kick the tires. I mean, because I'm looking at, like, what we have and how he fits.
Yeah.
A little bit younger. And, you know, it's not like you're asking him to do a whole lot. He's going to be the slot guy.
Well, and the only question, and that's why we're throwing these names out there, is what happens if one of Brown or Smith go down for a few weeks?
Yeah.
Because they're thin.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I would kick the tires on him, definitely.
All right, who else we got, Kyle?
All right, so I'll give you one more rostered player before I toss a couple free agents at you. This one comes from Joe's Commodores. Jahan Dotson.
Former first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And they're not my Commodores. I just think they're going to... All right, I guess they're my Commodores now. I just think they're going to be a decent team for this
year. Yeah, you've been on that bandwagon.
That makes them your Commodores.
Sometimes you see things before anybody else does.
Well, you know who they're going to be linked to if we
He's another young Thundercat.
Yeah. If we keep talking about the Commodores, it's always going to come back to you, Joe.
It's my fault if they're good?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take the blame. Sure. Interested in Jahan. I don't know what's happened down there, why he's fallen off. I mean, he was a first-round pick. And now, three years ago? It's got to be towards the end of his rookie deal. They might not even keep him, Hugh. So I don't. It is uncommon for a team to just, and especially in the division. I mean, my take would be he'd have to really stink for them to just give him to the Eagles, right? Yeah. They're trying to beat the Eagles.
You don't want to try to. You never want to trade somebody in the division unless you think that he's not that good.
Yeah, I have an antenna up on this. Like, why would they just give him to the Eagles? Maybe he stinks? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that one would my antenna would probably be up on that
one
a little
bit,
too.
Yeah, take him, division rival. You guys could have him.
All right, well, there's a couple more guys with red flags, and that red flag being that they're not on a roster right now. Hunter Renfro, former Raider, he seems like the perfect kind of slot guy that would
fill in for you. Why isn't he on a roster?
I don't know.
I've been wondering this since the fall. He's 28 years old.
Still fairly young.
He is, yeah, now you know his numbers have gone down the last couple of years. He had 103 catches 3 years ago, 36, 25. I mean, there's not, unless I'm missing a major injury he had at the end of last season, that's why he's released. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know why he's not in a camp. Like, isn't he the kind of guy that comes to camp and then if he's not good enough, he gets cut? But I'm surprised
nobody brought him to camp. Yeah, that's kind of strange.
But I would bring him in as a tryout.
Especially when you talk about how important it is to have receivers that have some wear and tear. Not wear and tear, but, you know, they're veteran guys.
Well, and the Eagles have brought in two of these kind of guys, right? Like John Ross and Paris Campbell, two guys that at one point had some promise and it's not gone the right way, but I think it's bizarre. I would bring him in, Kyle, to see what he's got.
All right, so before I give you the one guy that had hinted on his social media about a potential return to the Eagles, I'll give you one more free agent wide receiver here, and I think this one's a little more clear why he's not on the roster. He could just be totally washed. What do you think about former Saints receiver Michael Thomas?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Slant
boy in the slot?
Yeah, he's slant boy. Yeah, his them days is gone.
Do you know when the last time he was good?
He's cooked.
It was 2019. Think about like how long
because he's
ago
been hurt
was.
A lot too. Yeah,
he's been hurt. So he started getting hurt the next year. He missed all of 2021, and then he's had 55 combined catches since. I mean, he had a run, Hugh, of 3 years, 104 catches, 125, 149, and led the league in receiving yards.
Yeah, they burnt him out quick.
Yeah, I think it's over.
The crazy thing is for him is he's only 31, which shouldn't like end your career as a wide receiver.
It shouldn't, but they burnt him out quick, man.
Yeah. All right, I think I'd be out on Michael Thomas, too. So I'll just throw this one out. He's not a wide receiver, but possibly a position in need, depending on what you're thinking here. Jalen Mills posted on his Instagram. He's just been recently released from the Patriots, and he put up on his Instagram the picture of his uniform from the Super Bowl, his number 31 when he was an Eagle. We know he kept the hair dyed green even when he was on other teams. So would you be interested in maybe taking a flyer on Jalen Mills?
I would bring Jalen Mills back in a heartbeat. I always was a fan. I like the confidence he played with. He always played like He carried himself probably like a little bit better than the player actually was, but I like that. I mean, he had like the finger wag after Julio Jones didn't catch the ball in the Atlanta game. I thought he was a great draft pick where they got him. They turned a sixth-round pick into a starter on a Super Bowl team. I mean, he was a good Eagle, and I think they're a little thin at safety.
I was just thinking that. I was trying to wonder. I mean, because we got Bradbury back there, right?
Bradbury. Sidney Brown, from what it seems like, is still not ready. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get back. Then you have Blankenship and
Reed.
Yeah, I mean, they're thin. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Eugene Cooper?
Well, unless he's playing the slot. But yeah. I guess he could play safety. But it does feel a little thin at safety.
Yeah, it does. I see. Yeah. I wouldn't mind bringing him back.
Who do you think is a better safety right now, Jalen Mills or James Bradbury? I think it's Mills.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, then bring him in. I mean, they might need Bradbury to play early.
Yeah. And then you got to think there's probably going to be some guys that they're after Saturday – they're going to be looking around the league to see who's let go and trying to fill their roster or whatever. So, yeah, But yeah, you're right. Yeah, Jalen's the better safety.
Kyle, you bringing the Green Goblin back?
Why not? I mean, I like CJ Gardner-Johnson, but kind of injury prone. Don't really know what we have in Reed Blankenship. Sidney Brown coming off the injury, that feels like a position of need, and he brings that kind of like swagger that I think would mesh well in the locker room. So I wouldn't mind doing it for like cheap and bring him back. Sounds like he wants to come back.
For the low, low.
Yeah, I do think the Chauncey Gardner injury thing is it's real, right? He may only play two or three regular season games last year, and then he got banged up in camp. I mean, we're one snap away from week one in Brazil, and it's like, who are the safeties? Reed Blankenship and James Bradbury? That's not great. Yeah, I would bring Jalen Mills back in. I was always a fan of his when he got here and played for the Eagles. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Of course, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Today, we were debating whether or not the Eagles are a lock to win the NFC East. Kyle, what was the latest number there? Still over 60%?
Yeah, 64%. No, not a lock.
We're actually moving. We're moving away from you guys and your crazy summer locks. Andy in Westchester is up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Andy,
what's up, Andy?
Not too much. I've been waiting all day for a good Hugh analogy, and I like that the Dallas Cowboys are the Walkman of the NFL.
It was good. That might be a phrase we could coin, a Hugh analogy, because they're different than the unanalogies, because those usually need to make more sense. Hugh analogies, they can go on their own.
Is that an AM/FM one, Hugh, or just cassette?
It's the straight cassette. Well, you remember how? But listen, Andy, do you remember how excited we were when we got Walkmans? Oh, because it made us taking music everywhere we wanted to go so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle wait. Back there thinks we're all really
yeah,
old.
No, like,
I had a Discman.
Oh, the next iteration of the Walkman.
You're not far behind us.
No, I was born in 95.
So anyway, you're making this question.
When you started.
Yes, you were born.
I do feel good about the defense, but it's all on paper. It's all theory right now. I mean, it's like all we have to go by is I like these guys. They look good, and Elliot says they look great in practice, but until I see something on the field, I can't call it a lock.
Yeah, you know, Andy, the way you framed it, they might be the most on-paper team heading into the season in the NFL, but just based off of the hype and the Vegas stuff in terms of, you know, odds to win the division, their win total, compared to actually what was on the field last year. They feel like the most on-paper team. Like, the Chiefs are hyped, but we know what they are, right?
Yeah.
The Lions are hyped, but they were in the title game last year. The Eagles are probably the most on-paper team. And, I mean, I could see it. Like, I could see it all working. But I just want to – in 2 weeks, if they go and beat the Packers by 10 points in Brazil, Andy, then I'll be like, all right, now I see it. Like, I it's all coming together.
They'd be bona fide.
I need to see it.
Yeah, I'd accept just a win.
Yes.
That game scares me going in with nothing to go on, you know?
So, oh, it scares me too, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so it's just too much. If you listen to Fangio, I mean, he's even saying, let's ask me in the middle of the season, which I get, he's a coach, he can't just come out and say, yeah, we're going to kill everyone, but I don't know. It's a little much for me to jump in head first and say it's a lock. I guess I'm just hedging my bets, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and I don't think it's crazy, and Andy, appreciate it. I don't even think it's hedging as much as it is being real. I mean, the last time we saw them play, they didn't play well. You know, there was an article today, Hugh, at ESPN. They ranked the five teams most likely to improve and the five teams most likely to get worse. And they actually put the Eagles on the get worse, which was interesting because we think the roster got better.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
Well, but I think the thought was – They were 11-5, but really they weren't really 11-5.
They were like Fugazi 11-5.
Yeah, right. They were more like, you know, 9-8 kind of team that happened to win 11 games.
Yeah.
So maybe their win total is more like 10 this year instead of 11. We'll find out. But I think they are, on paper, we all see it. They've added a lot, and they have a lot of young talent on defense. Will it come together quickly, or is it going to take them, you know, a half a season to be as good as they're going to be by the end? I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.